fault. CJ's not here tonight. I told, hey, Gary, can you just play some music at the beginning? He's like, yeah, okay. And I didn't tell him to introduce. That was my fault. I'm a piece of garbage. All right.
You said that. I've heard that multiple times from you today.
Oh, boy. Then you should have heard me at work. Where's my water? God damn it.
Can we get Scott a water? I'm sorry. No, it's such a burden.
Garbage doesn't get water.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine.
This is John. This is Mike.
Hello.
This is Sky Ranger Podcast. For those who haven't been here before, we're gonna talk about stuff and I'll just ruin it somehow.
So far, so good.
I'm in a good mood today. Why? What was the question?
There was no question. It was a statement that you had heard. You referred to yourself as garbage multiple times today.
I find it's a funny word. It's a funny enough word where people go, ha, he's being a jokester. But at the same time, it's true. So it's like a nice balance of bittersweet.
Yeah, okay.
And the whole basis of Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah.
What?
Garbage.
No.
Yeah, he lives in a trash can. He would just be...
No, it's more trash, though. That's trash.
That's trash.
How is trash not garbage?
I don't know. Ask the showrunners.
I'm not going to. I'm talking to you. I don't know. I think they probably thought trash was nicer sounding than garbage. If you're like, gosh, you live in garbage. I'm like, whoa, I guess we're not going to like him at all.
I think garbage is more of a
band.
I don't even listen to garbage. I'm sorry. I'm not a garbage person. Are you?
But you just said you were.
Fuck. Like, as an adjective, not a band that I listen to.
I know.
John, you're making me angry.
So why are you garbage today?
Because it's not... it's always.
Oh, but why more so today?
Why do you think this is called Scott Ruins Your Podcast? Because I'm good at ruining things. Yeah. Michael?
Garbage isn't good at ruining things. It's already ruined.
Yeah, it's... No, it can... Oh,
in fact,
boy.
It never goes away. It just sits in the middle of, like, a boat thing in the ocean, just ruining our planet.
Killing fish.
I was thinking of how it ruins, like, when you, like, throw away something, and then it just, like, starts, like, just...
Decaying?
Yeah, and then it ruins your whole day.
Wait, what?
It ruins your whole day.
Are you saying you've stared at garbage that is rotting and gone like, oh, life?
No, at work, somebody had, for days, something smells bad.
Yeah.
This fucking happens all the goddamn time. I am living with my brother, and we're both single bachelors, and I'm a piece of garbage, but my refrigerator is still better condition than the one at work. And yeah. We're all adults at work. We're adults at home, too.
Did you have more of that? Oh, were you going to give us... Like, so some... Did you find out who was doing it?
Yes.
Was it you?
No. Well, at first we found out that someone was throwing fruit away in the bathroom garbage can, which is a big can, and it sat there for days and just getting shitty. And the whole... Like, what's something that smells bad? We're like, oh, we found some of it. Then the next day, come in, it's still something like garbage, like shit, just like fucking, like, something was decaying. Turns out a lady left a container of, I don't know what they were, because she's, like, one of those health nuts who's like, I need to make the healthiest things ever, and she eats 7 pounds of celery and carrots all fucking day, and she has to shove it in her face, like, look how healthy I am, I'm not gonna eat cake today, oh, it looks so good, and she fucking takes a handful of frosting, like...
Now, is that real?
Yes.
So she just... grabs a handful.
Well,
of
like she'll like when, if there's a cake to be cut, she'll cut it herself and then wipe the her finger off with the knife. Wait, no, wipe the knife off with her finger, put it in her mouth.
Yeah.
Like lick it off and then cut it again, wipe it off again. So her fucking slobbery mouth finger is all over the knife and everyone's cake is ruined.
No, well, okay. Now
yes.
I don't know.
But she's like, oh, I'm healthy. I don't eat anything.
No, I don't know the details, but I don't think her germs touch it yet because
she's like. Like does cocaine like on her teeth, you know? Like
but she's wiping frosting. I don't. Does the knife?
She wipes it off on her finger, then like licks her finger clean, and then like and then cuts it, and then wipes it off with her dirty.
I blame the work for not policing this. I would have just been like, "What's wrong with you?"
Anyways, like, she had a container with some sort of beans that she cooked, and she hurt her.
And she put it in the bathroom.
No, it was in the fridge for months.
Oh.
I don't know when and how long, but she said, oh, yeah, you were supposed to eat that. So she's, like, trying to pass the banana off on someone else. And the whole time, like, my desk is 50 feet away from the fridge.
So who did she point to and do that? And why didn't they immediately go, no, you're a crazy person?
Because some people I work with are too nice. Like, they'll wear it on their face, like, oh, I'm so nice. And then as soon as you turn your back, it's fucking knives.
So why are you the garbage person in this?
I don't know.
You seem like the nicest one there.
Oh, I was going to bring the story at my work where this one lady, she had a medical leave because she was a hoarder and she couldn't leave her house.
So they gave her time off because that's what companies do because they're smart.
Because you're a hoarder?
No, she was a hoarder.
So then she got time off?
Yeah, to clean her house.
I want to be a
medical
hoarder.
Assistant because, well, they do have mental issues. Technically, they're not.
I have mental issues. I can stay home for a month.
You could.
Sure. Yeah.
If right. you really applied yourself.
Let's call my boss.
You could stay home for a month. But anyways, so this is what she had plants on her desk, like three of them. And so what she used to do is she would take a pitcher of water and fill it up and like keep it in the fridge so everyone was angry she was taking up space. So she would take those like packets of Kool-Aid
mm-hmm.
and put it in the water and stir it up. And then she would use that to feed the plants. So we were wondering what this smell was for a month while she was gone. It was the plants rotting from the inside and then it was
because
like shooting out into the office.
Because she's pouring sugar water on the plants?
Yeah. She's like, oh, it's good for them. And there's like lack of electrolytes. She would like it's like Idiocracy.
I don't think there are electrolytes in Kool-Aid.
No. Just, no. Whatever she was saying, she's like, oh, it gives them flavor. There's it's like
flavor.
Oh no.
Is she eating the flowers?
Here's the thing, it's because like on Kool-Aid, doesn't it say something like B12 like B vitamins or something?
I never read.
She'll say, oh, it's vitamins for the plants. And so they were rotting from the inside and no one knew until because we were looking around her desk, we were opening drawers, we're like, what the fuck is dying here? Is there a skunk? And then we found out it was the plants rotting from the inside from her sugar water she was dumping in them.
I'm not a person who handles life. I mean, hold on.
Yes.
I mean, like living things, but yeah, that's true too. But I got poinsettias from Christmas, not this most recent one, but the year before, and they're still alive in my desk.
So 2015 poinsettias.
Yeah.
Do you have to water them?
Yeah. Apparently. Otherwise, they start going boo, and
so
you put water,
die.
And they go boo.
So they die if you don't water them.
Yeah,
and they're just a plant.
Are they planted in like dirt?
They had like pots that are like this big, and then now they're like in these literal. Yes, I understand it's a podcast. Fine. God damn it. I'm not good.
Very small, and now it's bigger.
Okay. How much is
a
dollar?
The first time he's done a visual thing.
How much is a dollar? It's like, what, these are 6 inches?
Yeah.
Why are there so many holes in this $5?
So like three times bigger than your dick.
Depends which way you're measuring it. But yeah.
Did you try to put
did you
that
pull
in a third?
Wait, did you? He ripped on you for doing a visual reference on a podcast. So you said, well, no, instead, let me pull out this other actual visual thing.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how.
You need this prop of a visual.
So, like, no, how big are they? Are they half a foot? Is that what they
are? Not half a foot.
Dicks?
No.
How big is what?
How big is what?
Like the dollar bills are like 6 inches, right?
Sure.
Okay.
I've never measured a dollar. What? That's exactly that.
Well, did you ever watch the bone
collector?
Yes.
Angelina Jolie and Denzel Washington.
She puts a dollar bill on the ground to measure the person's footprints. She's like, oh, because it's their dollar bills.
What did she say?
6.14 inches.
So almost 6 inches.
So, let's say 6 inches.
There you go. What was I figuring out?
How big the plant pop?
Oh, like maybe. 3 inches
so
by
it started
3 inches?
Out as three, and now it's...
Now it's like a... God damn it.
Now it's like one and three-fourths dollars.
Well, it was in a square little container.
Yes, we got that.
That
yes.
was like 3 inches by 3 inches, and now it's in like a... Like
nine
a,
square feet.
Like a 10-inch pizza round container. 10-inch pizza round.
Okay, so it's 3 inches by 3 inches, now it's like a Jack's Pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's how big it is.
Good.
What was the question? What do you want?
We didn't want anything.
We didn't want anything. He was letting you know that you were being not visual enough, and we were trying to explain
you're
the parameters.
You're better at taking care of plants than Kool-Aid Lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm better, and apparently I'm better taking care of myself.
Also, why can't
order.
You let these poinsettias go?
Because they make me feel like I can do something with my life.
Okay. Okay, then that's all we asked.
So far, all we've had is examples of you doing great
good things.
Things.
Yeah.
Oh,
how
boy.
Are you,
like, so
you
those
guys.
Plants make you happy, so what's you're not a garbage person if you're trying to motivate yourself to make something stay alive.
I'm excited because a plant
is
alive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy.
Why do you put yourself in this giant pedestal? You're just a person. There's 5 billion of us. Who gives
a
shit?
I'm not on a pedestal.
Like,
7 billion.
7.
What?
But do you
apparently
you think,
you're better than a number of people who can't take care of a plant even.
Yeah.
So good job.
Or people. There's people who can't take care of their own people. Or children or families. But you're taking care of a plant.
Oh, boy.
Look at you.
Great.
And a cat. You got a cat you're taking care of?
Yeah, but that's like half my... That's like probably 75% my brother.
And yet
it's alive.
You're taking care of 25% of a cat.
You could be murdering 25% of it right now.
He's... Yeah, I guess it could.
Yep. Is a positive
why do you think that's bad?
That hard in your head?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It's positive. Positive.
Does it hurt?
I've been having like an eye twitch for the last like week.
Aneurysm.
Emma, is it?
Probably a brain tumor.
I also think I got bloodshot. Like, my eye blew up.
Have
you seen a doctor?
Nah. Oh, so I got sick, like, in December, and I'm still sick. So I think I might be dying.
Yeah.
Probably. Okay. So you've been sick since December. Your eye's twitching, and you have a random bloodshot eye, and you did not go to the doctor.
No, because they're just telling me the same thing every time. You go, hey, right. Well, nothing we can do. Just let it pass. And, hey, you lose weight. And that's it. I paid $20 to hear that. That's what I want to hear with $20.
So really, how much money have you given doctors to tell you to lose weight?
Oh, so much over the years. Why?
I'm just asking.
They don't do anything about it.
Well, what do you want them to do about
yeah.
it?
I don't know.
Do you want them to lay out a diet plan for you? Mm-hmm.
No, because then I can't eat pizza.
Yes, that may be
no,
true.
You can eat pizza, you just don't eat other things. I ate pizza while I did Weight Watchers.
Great, good for you. Good for you, John.
Gets so angry.
I am.
It was very good for John, yes.
Yes. Good job, John. You followed a schedule.
No, but that was your reasoning for not... No, but you just said you didn't want to lose weight because you can't eat pizza. You can lose weight and eat pizza.
Yeah.
You just have to give up other things.
Oh, I could...
Okay, so
then
like,
you get to have eyes that don't twitch.
Yeah,
pulses that go away.
And we can go to the doctor. They'll just go, "Good checkup. Nice
you. Good to see you, Scott. Whoa. Keep it up."
All right. So, what are the bad things you eat on a weekly basis? Let's start with fast food. How many times do you eat fast food during a week?
What do you consider fast food?
Went through the drive-thru, got a meal of some sort.
Then this week, don't think I did. Nope. I went twice this week. Sorry.
All right, so let's say, so you go to fast food twice a week.
Do you consider Subway fast food?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, like six times this week.
Okay.
Do you consider Noodles and Company fast food?
Yes.
Little Caesars?
Yes.
All right, like 10 times this week.
What do you consider fast food?
So we went from 2 to 10.
No, we went from none to
really
10.
Goddamn quickly.
Not in the week. When are you counting the week? Are you counting starting from Sunday or?
No, I was never starting Monday.
Oh
Monday.
God! No. Are you serious?
I was like, I'm not serious.
So over 4 days.
So maybe seven times then since Monday. Okay, not 10.
Seven times. All right, let's go over what you had just these past 4 days.
I don't even know, John. I don't know.
All right. So what do you get?
Shamrock Shakes are back.
How many have you had?
Only one.
Okay. How many? What did you get? What do you get at Subway?
Sandwiches.
I fucking know! You got sandwiches! I'm asking guess what? For the next 10 minutes, I'm gonna ask for specifics at restaurants. So if I ask you what you got at Noodles, if you say Noodles, I'm gonna ruin this goddamn podcast.
Oh, he'll do it. Like, he'll do
it. Oh, that's a good, like, turnaround.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you get at Subway?
Well, it's right now it's the $6 for a foot long, so you can get anything you want, John.
Yeah, so what did you get?
This
what
week is blending get? In from last week, so maybe roast beef? I don't know.
Okay. How many?
So what do you get on a roast beef?
What?
Do you get cheese?
Yeah.
What do you put on top?
Tomato, spinach, lettuce, onions.
Okay.
Banana peppers.
Okay.
I can't say banana peppers.
Banana peppers.
But like I like the second N makes me go boom.
So what, do you put a sauce on it?
Yeah.
What?
Like mayo?
How much? Do you say extra mayo?
I don't say it. No. I just say mayo, and sometimes they fucking pour half the bottle on.
Okay.
Sometimes they go, the thread.
All right. So there's a very quick solution. You take 6 inches instead of 12.
That is an option, Scott.
You do realize how much of a black hole my stomach is, right?
No, that's the problem. Okay, so you get 6 inches instead of 12. There's a step right there. Noodles. What do you get at Noodles? Don't you say it. I will destroy everything but this microphone because it was originally mine.
Well, I get pad thai.
Okay.
That's actually a pretty healthy option at Noodles.
And?
Wait. And? Like in the same order?
Oh, yeah, you had chicken too.
Oh, okay. No. I'm just saying. But you don't get two bowls, right?
Not always.
Say you were getting two bowls from Noodles. What would you get?
Depends what I feel like that day, John. What are you going to get tomorrow at breakfast time?
I'm probably going to have an egg sandwich on wheat toast and apple.
Look at John, Mr. Kent. I got a calendar. Making sure all my ideas and plans are done.
I said probably.
Egan. Are you trying to bully him because of how good he eats?
Look, we're not even touching any of the topics I wanted to talk about.
No, I'm asking. So if you went to Noodles and got two dishes, what would you get?
I don't know, man. Sometimes...
Do you ever get mac and cheese or beef stroganoff?
Fuck no. Their mac and cheese is god-awful.
Okay, then you're picking healthier options at Noodles. I'm just letting you know. Do you do full orders or half orders?
Oh, full. But sometimes...
Then do a half order.
Sometimes the bowl is too small, and you're like, I might have some for lunch tomorrow. So you get an extra pad thai with no meat, and you're like, and then I can have some leftover for tomorrow. That never happens.
Oh, you eat it all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you order one with the plan for leftovers, but you don't leave it.
Oh, I always plan for leftovers.
So at what point does your mind pick that over leftovers?
Because I'm like, still hungry.
But you know that's your mind fucking with you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, my mind's fucking broken. It's a garbage mind.
You can fight your mind.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, wait, how?
It's a one man battle. You can do it.
Nah.
Because you're a strong person and you can say, fuck you?
Not really.
All right. So we do a 6-inch sub.
Okay, we're done with this sub.
We do a half order of noodles.
You can tell they're all bored because they're not laughing at this current second.
They've been laughing a lot. Like, they've been chuckling. And so how much of a pizza do you eat?
Depends. Depends where it is. What kind it is, what size it is. Who's talking? What happens?
She said, please don't say the whole thing.
It's not always the whole thing.
I've seen you eat a whole pizza.
Yeah.
Now, if you get a Little Caesar's pizza, is that done in one sitting?
Yeah, that can be, easily. I mean, you might, like, leave a slice on the ground for a little bit.
On the ground?
What?
Well, I mean...
Oh, you mean the box is on the ground and you're picking it up by slice?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay.
I don't put one slice under my bed like a weirdo.
But the way you phrased it was weird. Instead, you went, you know how you phrase that, Scott? You go, yeah, you leave one slice in the box. That's how a normal person says it. Instead, yeah, you leave one slice on the ground.
Why did you say one slice under the bread like a weirdo? That was a very specific detail to deny.
Did you used to do that?
No.
Do you still do that?
No, I don't. I never left food under my bed. It'd be on a table. Whatever.
No one brought up beds before. You brought up beds. Why?
Well, because I'm eating in my room. I'm not going to eat in the kitchen where the ovens are.
Why?
Why?
What? Whoa, what? What? You would eat in your bedroom?
Yes.
How many ovens does your kitchen have?
Scott, all right, here we go. He owns a house. Who eats their meals in their bedroom?
Everyone's raising their hands.
No one, literally.
It's a podcast.
Raising their hand.
Trust me, everyone's raising their hand. We don't have a table in our...
What was that? Sorry, you can stop. It's okay.
You don't live with your brother, though.
Yeah, see? You live with your wife, who has better morals than I do.
No. So what's wrong with eating in front of your brother?
He's at work. I'm not going to go to work to eat in front of him.
He's not even there.
No.
So what's the issue?
Yeah, it's... Because that's where my Blu-ray player is.
Do you eat in your bed?
Not in it. I sit on it. Sometimes they lay on it.
Scott, you're an adult. You need to eat dinner somewhere else but your bedroom. Yes.
You have a table.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a dining room.
It's called dining.
It's like a dining hangout table, but you have a table where you can sit down. Or a living room. You have a bunch of comfortable seats. It's okay to eat in the living room. You should stop eating in your bedroom.
Are you hiding in your bedroom and eating?
I don't hide when no one's home.
But who are you hiding from, Scott? Yourself?
Whoa. What the fuck?
This is my favorite podcast.
We're just trying to help, Scott. We're just trying to help.
All right. So, this next podcast, I want to see 1 week where we do a 6-inch sub, a half order of noodles, and half of a Little Caesar's pizza.
As an experiment.
As an experiment.
Find out what it feels like.
Then what I did have for the next day.
I'm just saying, we just cut down little things, and that's how we start, because your mind tricks itself into eating all of that. So all you have to do is reprogram your body.
Oh, okay.
It takes... But I'm good. I'm just gonna,
that sounded much more
I know.
Sarcastic.
I'm just going to let you know, it takes 6 weeks to develop a habit, though. So it's not going to be easy. You're going to hate it right
I can't,
away.
Like, remember... Or I can't do anything for a week straight. I can't. Like, if you say, hey, Scott, go over...
You say you can't, but then you just told me you had, like, fast food 10 times as...
Yeah, but
so
it's not
you
this...
can easily do that.
I changed it to 7... And it wasn't the same every time. God.
I'm not saying it was the same every time.
I couldn't even, like, if you said, hey, Scott, go home every night and you had to play 1 hour of video games.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Why not?
Because I'm a piece of garbage. Yes, slid it in there.
But why?
Because sometimes you don't feel like it, John.
Then you don't have to.
Don't.
I think you're putting pressures on yourself. You don't have. These are things to try. You can fail at these things. So I'm saying, try a 6-inch sub or a half order of noodles or half a pizza. You can fail.
This guy. I was pointing at you.
I know.
Okay. It's a podcast. They can't tell. I had to tell them I was pointing.
What's your first topic, Scott? I heard it was Nirvana Day.
Let's get this started.
That's not on here either.
Let's get this show started.
Okay. Why do people hang dream catchers in their car? Like,
I would have never seen that coming.
I don't get it, because dream catchers are for sleeping.
True, yeah.
And you shouldn't be driving and sleeping.
No, you shouldn't.
I see it all the time.
Now, I don't know the lore of dream catchers.
Dream catchers are like, it's like you have, it's
a... No, I know all of them. I'm just saying the background of it. So like, is there possible that, like, if you're driving in the morning, that your essence of your dreams can be caught in there still? Or is there any, like, folklore behind that?
It's you hanging above your bed because... Any bad dreams that try to get you in your sleep, the dream catcher catches it, but there's holes in it to let the good dreams through, because good dreams are smaller than bad dreams.
Oh. Yeah.
I guess. Mm. That makes sense, though, if the small... Yeah, the good ones are so little,
now, but
and the bad ones are so big.
Does daydreaming have the same effect? Is that why you think?
You shouldn't be daydreaming while driving, either. Because you're daydreaming, you're like, I wonder if I have... Pokemon to catch today, and then you hit it
up, and then you have a little Caesar's pizza, and you forget.
How many people do you think have dream catchers that don't call them dream catchers and don't think of them as dream catchers? Just there. Oh, that's a neat little.
Oh, it's a cool. It's a
trinket. I found this in the Wisconsin Dells. It was $8.
Hang up there.
I guess maybe
that would be a reason.
All right, let's ask the most important question. How many people have you seen this have a dream catcher in their car?
I like this week probably at least 3.
Wow.
Where? In the, like, by the rear mirror.
No, I'm not, very specific.
Nowhere in the car.
But, like, where were you? Were you, like, driving all these times?
Yeah.
Did you just...
I was driving, like, down, like, in Green Bay or
How
whatever.
Are you catching other people's, like, rear view mirror, like their things hanging from their cars? I never noticed that.
You never noticed that?
No.
You don't notice anything that keep you... Oh, boy. Yeah, see? She knows what's up.
She's on your side multiple.
She is.
She's on your side multiple times tonight.
That's nice. Your mom?
No. I would never let my mom come to this. I don't want her to know.
I guess for me, maybe it's a difference of personality. I'm always usually staring at the people. Like, I'm never really looking at what's going on.
That's creepy.
That's the difference.
I'm looking at the car, because the car is the thing that could hit you. The things inside the car don't matter.
I think we're seeing our different personalities. I'm focused on the people, and the people watching, like, what is that person doing? Is he have sunglasses? Is he a douche? Is she an idiot driver? Well, like, is she singing? Is she yelling? You're focused on the random things.
Well, I'm not going to look at people, because that's how you get into, like, that's how you accidentally get into street races.
What?
You look at someone, and you look in the eye, you're like, fuck, we got a race now.
How many street races have you been involved
in? I don't get it.
How many have you been involved in?
None.
You think it's because you don't make eye contact with people?
Yes. What?
If you do something.
You really think people are just starting street races?
If you do get challenged to a street race, you know you don't have to participate.
He is like the demographic that the Fast and the Furious movie came out, and the parents were like, all right, kids are going to start street races. Like, you were what they were worried about.
I never saw them. I never saw them in the movies.
So street races, by the way, Scott, is only if you're in, like, a fancy car and someone pulls up to you at a stoplight and you're both first in a fancy car and you both look at each other and rev the engines and nod. That's a street race. Not if you catch eye contact with a random person behind you. That doesn't mean they're making a race with
you. Scott, tell them what kind of fancy car you got.
I got a Kia.
Yeah.
Hey, I think and drive.
Trust me, no one's going to challenge you to
a street race. No one's going to challenge you to a street race.
For multiple reasons.
What if they're in a Kia, too?
No,
it doesn't matter. No. Then they'll just do it. They'll, like, pour one out for you. They're like, I know, right?
They'll look over you and go, say, nice dream catcher. And then...
I wish I could think of a comeback.
All right, what else you got? What's the next topic?
But that's very funny that you, like, you wouldn't... You just stare at their, like, extra things in the car, and you won't... You won't make eye contact with someone because you're afraid they're going to start a street race with you?
I don't want to be an accomplice, man. They could be, like, cops pulling, you know, I don't know.
You could also not be part of the street race.
If you were in a street race, how do you think you did?
I'd get mad because he probably wouldn't use the turn signals.
So you.
By the way, a street race is straight.
Yeah, mostly it's straight.
You don't really turn corners. You just go straight down a road.
Well, then Grand Theft Auto is a liar. Because they're going all over the place.
Well, yeah, yes. Because they have
Grand
to make
Theft Auto is a liar on a lot of levels. But yes.
They have to do that because if you were in Grand Theft Auto and all you had to do was press the X button and run forward, no one would ever be like, why is this so easy?
I don't know. I don't make videos.
I think you need to Google some of these real life things. Like, I think you need to, if you're afraid of street races, you should be like, can someone street race me from behind? And be like, what? No.
Street race me from behind? What does that mean?
So you're only looking at people, you're never looking like in your mirror at the person behind you?
Do you know what he said?
That's how I'm thinking you're seeing the dream catchers. You're looking in your rear mirror and it's the person next to you. How do you know they're dream catchers? That's not a good view, like perpendicular.
If you're at a stoplight, it is. Pointed at him.
I don't know.
All right, what's next?
I wrote improv, but I don't know why. Where's the...
Let's make it up.
Improv. I wrote improv, see?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. The next thing I wrote was, am I racist? Question, John. Am I racist?
A little bit.
Fuck. All right, next topic. No. Okay. Okay. So here's my problem that I have.
Oh, that you have. I thought you were going to be like, here's the problem with this group of people.
Here's this problem.
If you start the sentence with the.
Here's the problem that I have. The ideas in my head about. Oh, I'm just kidding. Now, unlike our president, I don't say it's mean things about other groups of people.
Okay.
But if I. I gotta see how I can word this because apparently if I say anything about
was rich.
Hold on. I gotta say this right. Otherwise, if I screw it up, I'm fucked. If I am nice to someone of a different ethnicity, only because I'm afraid they'll think I'm racist, is that racism?
No, it is white guilt.
Damn it! Then I have white guilt.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not scary.
Or I think it's just you being uncomfortable, you're way too in your head about it.
I mean, I guess it's racist, you're basing your behavior upon someone's race,
have no ill intentions toward it. You're just in your head about it.
In a good way, I guess. So.
Yeah.
Good job.
Okay, so let me tell you a story. So one time I was working, God damn it, I hate this. I was working at my friend's comic book store, and this guy came in, and he was Hispanic. And he couldn't speak English very well. But then he was asking, I don't know why he stopped in by us, but he was asking about video game stuff.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is a video game store down the road on Oneida Street.
Yeah.
And I know it's right next to Taco Bell because because when I sit in a drive-thru at Taco Bell, like, I should go over there sometime and check out the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
So as soon as I said, oh yeah, it's right next to Taco Bell, as if he would know. Because I couldn't think of the other store on the other side of it, which I now know is a mattress place. Because I had to drive past and go, God damn it.
But here's the thing. I think most people who live around here know that that place is next to Taco Bell if you're familiar with this area.
Yeah.
So if you would have said, hey, it's next to the mattress place, there's literally 8 mattress places on the Oneida.
But like I said, he couldn't speak English well, but he's like, oh... Like, I was like, and I think there's like a paint, there used to be a paint place next door. He's like, oh, Mattress Firm. Like, fuck! He knew Mattress Firm! He knew it! And then I was like, oh, do you mean Taco Bell? God damn it, I fucking hate myself.
Scott, that's just bad luck.
So fucking hate myself. And so, like,
you said it without thinking, and then you got in your head about it. So it was an innocent thing. So if you would have said that to anyone else, you would have said that same thing, right?
I don't know.
So you were treating him like you would treat anyone else, so you're not racist. You would have said, it's next to the Taco Bell, right?
Yeah.
So you're not racist. You would have said to him what you would have said to anyone else, that's not...
He might have left and go, why did he emphasize Taco Bell to me? Oh.
How did you say it? Did you say it really slowly?
No.
It's not the Taco Bell, cling, cling, macho burrito. Like, did you do that?
Macho burrito?
Macho burrito.
Strong burrito?
Yes.
That's weird. I don't know if that means it's strong. I think it is.
Yes.
Because, all right.
Manly?
You mean mucho? Like, no. Much burrito?
No. Macho.
Well, that's weird.
Is that a thing?
What? A macho burrito?
No, I wish.
Probably.
I think it would be a good idea.
Like, there's probably
stuff.
Lots just of meat.
The muscles.
Scott would get two of them like, for leftovers.
You can't reheat Taco Bell. That stuff solidifies.
You're taking this very seriously.
I need more.
How do you know you can't?
Because I've tried. The shells get soggy. The soft shells get hard. And all of the beans turn into like a candle.
So why don't you use the crisper?
Crisper? In the fridge?
No, not the fridge. When you reheat it.
What's a crisper?
I don't know what a crisper is.
Like, the only knows it's a drawer in the fridge.
It's on like a toaster oven or an oven, so if you want to get something crispier again, you can do
like
that.
Like a toaster oven.
Yes, but instead of heating it up, it crisps it up. So, like, if you're remaking fries or if you want your crust to get crispier or crunchier, you can hit a crisper
option.
Is this
like a magic item? How does it not heat
I'm not
it up,
crazy, right? People
crispy.
Are wearing a crisper.
I think you're making a Mitch Hedberg joke.
No, I'm not. I'm so sorry.
You're making a Mitch Hedberg joke?
Oh! Broiler! The broiler! Not the crisper. I'm so sorry. You're right.
How do you mistake broiler for crisper?
Because I make mistakes. I'm human.
One is in the fridge. One is in the oven.
Yeah, Scott, you're hardly one to talk about.
Like, you're right. You're right. Crisper is in the fridge, and you put your fruit in there.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So you have crispy fruit.
Crispy fruit?
I don't know why it's called that.
Yeah, I think it's for
what's the Mitch Hedberg joke on that?
What does that do? It keeps things fresh. Well, that's the freshers.
All right,
I'm going on break.
Oh. He's a lot of jokes. No, I mean, I agree with you. I liked him. Until he died. Then I'm like, oh, I can't like him as much because it's just getting used because people on Instagram just keep repeating the same jokes. I'm like, you're not telling him right. The pictures, though, they're not, you got to hear it. See? Okay, literally, that's the thing that ruins it? All right, fine. Oh, so I went on a date this week.
Oh,
all right.
That's a man. On V-Day?
No, on Sunday.
Okay.
All right.
Why you clap? don't be clapping yet.
And you got that V. Yay.
She didn't show up. So that was
why did you say you went on a date then?
Because there's a conversation topic we're starting.
Okay.
So you continued on with the date?
For half an hour before I realized nothing was going to happen.
Where'd you go?
Please. Over there.
Wow. This is a podcast.
I can't think of it. The Harry Potter place.
It's across the bridge?
Harry Potter place. Yeah, Hagermeister. Harry Potter. It's like a shield. It's got an HP on it.
Okay.
What?
Harry Potter.
Yeah, okay.
It looks like they're trying to do a Packer.
Yes.
No, a Harry Potter.
Okay, so Hagermeister, right.
And I sat at the bar and waited, and then I texted her, and she's like, I'm like an hour away. Sorry, I forgot. So then I went to Gallagher's, because they have better pizza. That was cheaper.
So that was her full excuse, is she forgot?
Well, then she messaged me back the next day, like, sorry, this is what happened. And then I was like, hey, so can we reschedule? And then it took her like 2 days to respond. And finally today she's like, yeah, I don't think so. I'm like, I'm a garbage person. Check.
So is this the whole reason why you think...
This is me putting a chalk mark next to... Pretend there's a chalkboard here, and there's a drawing of a garbage can.
So,
hold on. I'm fucking explaining a pun. Not a pun. What is it? Visual joke that's not there. This is miming, John. Check. It's a one. It's not a check. There's one draw line. I can't mime.
How'd you meet this person?
I didn't. I didn't. Did you... That's the point. That's the point of the story. I didn't.
How did you contact this person?
In the first place? Online dating site.
Okay, which one?
Which one?
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
No,
I wanted to talk about
which site. Who cares?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
So why does that make you a garbage person? Because she's a shitty person.
Next.
No, answer, because yeah, obviously, like, who, fuck her. Like, why, who cares anymore? Like, why, because she's the one who ditched you and then lied and then didn't respond. That's a typical non-response, I'm not interested, see, who was afraid to be honest.
I wrote this down because I thought it was going to be funny, but this just got really real. This just got awkward, John. This is the point where I ruined it.
No,
don't worry, you ruined it way before.
Yeah, you ruined it way before.
Thanks for the positive thoughts, Mike.
No, because I think, like, that's because we now made the, because everyone became full circle. Like, you made a whole, like, sitcom drama, like a dramedy, in, like, full circle. So you started out saying you're a garbage person, and then 40 minutes later, you revealed why you think that, because some girl ditched you. And now everyone's like, oh, Scott, no. Like, everyone's on your side. That's why everyone's quiet right now.
Oh. I didn't mean to sound like a dying whale. Yeah.
You think you're a garbage person because a woman was
terrible. No. Because, like, this is gonna be. If I start talking about this now, I'll go too long.
No, we're fine. It's only 10 o'clock.
But I was gonna say, because, like, that wasn't the first time this has happened
with that girl.
No, just this year in general.
Okay.
Like, I think I've gone on. I think I've been stood up on more dates this past year than I've gone on dates. So clearly there's
Oh, okay, never mind. I thought you meant, like, dates in general. I'm like, that's not possible.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying you've been stood up on more dates than you've, like, planned.
Oh, no,
like,
no.
It makes sense.
Then the ones that showed up, and I'm like, I don't like this.
But you have gone on dates this year.
Not this year. I've planned to go, and then I go...
Oh, so what you're saying is that you've been stood up on more dates than you've gone on dates total forever?
No, just in the past year.
Yeah. But you're still going out on them, though. But you're still setting them up. So you're not failing. You're at least setting up dates.
Sometimes.
We get to plus side, too, is you didn't screw it up. Like, them talking to you didn't make, oh, my gosh.
Didn't I? What if I was like, hey, how about we go here? And, like, oh, he's an alcoholic. He wants to go. She wanted to get... old fashioned. So I was like, oh, a bar and there's food there.
Right. So you were catering to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the question?
This isn't your fault. You're taking it out on yourself when it's not your fault.
That's not a question.
I'm not asking a question. I'm letting you know you're not a garbage person.
I'm tired of this conversation. Hey.
No, because you hate compliments and you were dead set today that you were a garbage person, and now everyone is telling you different. And you don't know how to handle it.
I wasn't trying to get compliments. I was just telling people it's.
One said you were trying to get compliments. We're giving you them because we care about.
I'm just saying if you're like, hey, look at that, it's the zombie apocalypse time, and there's like a little slush of a person who's like, I'm just bitey today. Would you walk towards them? No, because they're bitey, John. And you know what bites happen in zombies.
I have no idea what you just said.
Yeah.
That's...
It's not the best metaphors, I guess.
God, it came off the top of my head.
Yeah.
That was improv, John. Mike, whatever.
Well, that was the topic you were talking about.
Maybe, I don't know. Can we do...
What?
Can we
no.
Do...
No, we can't, because you brought it up, Scott, because you...
I thought it was fun. I had a whole thing I thought was funny. John.
You've had a lot of laughs.
Need some more water. Michael. Mike, who's in the bar right
Josiah.
Now?
Josiah!
Jim will get it then, I guess.
No.
Thank you, Jim. Hey, Kelly showed up.
Yay!
I think, I think the point is that you're a good person.
God damn it, stop giving people telling you. Did you?
Scott's not very good at taking compliments or positive feedback.
Did you know that they added 80 more Pokemon to Pokemon Go today? I caught 3 in the parking lot. I now have a hoot hoot.
I just can't imagine why these girls aren't showing up.
Well, yeah. I want to do secrets because we haven't done that in a while.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Did you bring a secret? Yeah. Mike, you have a secret?
We haven't done this in a year.
Yeah, I know.
Mike, or Chris, great. Oh, Jesus.
Gary?
Gary.
Is there a secret song playing?
Secret! Time to tell secret. You tell one, and I'll tell one. We'll all get weird, and then fuck.
Scott's
secret.
John gets embarrassed every time that happens. That's good.
I made up that song.
Are you drinking soda or beer?
No, that was a dark helmet. I'm transitioning into darker beer.
It looked like soda. I thought it was soda.
I'll have
it. It looks like a root beer. But anyways.
Josiah, dark helmet for Mr. Egan.
Oh!
Dark helmet for Mr. Egan.
And a what?
A red wine?
A red wine. Oh, thank you.
Is that
red wine for Mr. Esserkan?
Is that
red
like
wine for Mr. Esserkan?
Is that like a Starballs? Or what is it called?
A Starballs?
Starballs? What is it called?
What?
Starballs? Spaceballs! Is that a Spaceballs reference?
Oh, dark helmet.
Yeah. I think yes.
Okay. Yes, yes, it is.
Anyways, so this is a secret that I didn't really tell anybody because I'm embarrassed by it. So might as well fucking do it.
So,
So about a year and a half ago, I got a cat.
Yes.
Which we mentioned.
That's not a secret. We all
mentioned
know you do
earlier.
Pictures.
Yeah, he's pictures. Anyways, for the first like few months, I was like, I was afraid. I'm not afraid. I just didn't want him to get into my room because I have a lot of comic books and a lot of cardboard boxes and whatever and so like that, like of comics. And I didn't know, since he wasn't declawed, since he had claws and everything, I wasn't sure if, like, would he come in there and go, oh, this is a funny plastic thing, rip, 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 rip. So I would, at night, I would close my door. And then if I got to pee in the middle of the night, he would, like, meow, 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 meow. And I was like, oh, shit, how do I not let this cat freak out because I'm leaving my room in the middle of the night? Because I would close the door, I'd open the door, and the cat would, like, be freaking out in the hallway, like, oh, my God, you're here, please, please pay attention to me. I'm like, not yet, cat, wait until I'm used to you being in the house. So on one and or numerous occasions, I would, if I got out of the middle of the night because I had to pee, I would just stand up and pee out the window. Didn't see that coming, did ya?
You have neighbors?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they have windows facing yours?
Yeah, but I think it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, so I'm hoping they weren't home.
Yeah, well, I'm just.
But I did the first time I did that. I'm like, oh, ah. And I was like, uh oh, what if they do see me? So then,
what
like,
if there's a gust of wind.
So, I planned ahead. Not planned ahead. That makes it sound much grosser. But the next time that happened, I had like an old fast food cup in my room.
Yeah, sure.
So I pee into that and then dump it out the window.
So much better.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So
this is, yep.
When I was growing up.
Oh shit! Here we go.
In my house, when I was like 12 or 13, if I would have empty bottles like Gatorade, if I would wake up, I would be afraid I wouldn't be able to fall back asleep, and I used to fill up the Gatorade cups with my pee and chuck it out the window through the screen door. Like,
Jesus.
There's a screen out.
I would
the
open
window.
The screen.
No, I would throw it through the screen so there's little droplets. And sometimes I would miss because it was dark and it would go on the carpet. So I'm like you, but I was
like
half
you.
Your age.
Yeah, but I did make sure I didn't miss.
You have half a life on me because then now I'm an adult. If I have to pee, I get up and pee.
Well, yeah, now
I don't let a cat dictate my life.
Well, I sleep with the door open now so the cat can come in.
Oh, so you did change.
Yeah, like...
There's no more peeing.
No, I haven't peed out a window in a year.
For me, it's been 13 years.
Well, you're younger than me, so it makes sense. 13,
way more than that. Probably 20.
What?
I've peed in jars as well, or bottles. Yeah.
I used to keep water bottles in college if I didn't want to stop, and I used to pee in the car on the highway.
I never did that.
Like a trucker.
I never did that.
It never really worked.
It's tricky.
You eventually get pee somewhere.
Yeah.
Your shoe, your sock, your pants, what? Dick.
Not if you're a good drummer.
If you're a good drummer?
Trucker.
Oh.
Why would he say drummer?
I don't know.
Why would he say drummer?
Because they have steady hands.
Not if you're a good drummer. Wait, what?
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck me. It's right. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, if you're...
I mean, it's a weird thing to say, but it makes some sense.
If you're a good drummer, you're like...
Yeah.
Also, I think that like truckers have like the higher thing. Like you get more room, I feel like, to pee. I was in like a Chevy Cavalier.
Yeah.
What's this other hand doing?
Driving.
That's a really tall steering wheel.
He's ducking down.
Positioning myself.
Were you crawling on the floor?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Just want other people to see him.
I'm joking. It was exaggeration.
But there was one chunk of time, actually, when I was the tour in Iraq.
Yeah.
And often I have to go to the bathroom. And there was a point where we were on a base, and in order to go to the bathroom was like a 50-yard walk across the desert night to this other thing. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to do that. Because this is, I think we were in Kuwait at the time. Either way, close enough to not want to do that. And so I would pee plastic bottles. But then I would just cap them and leave them in the room and then throw them out in the light of day, not throw them out the window.
But wouldn't the heat make it expand? Because
it's a desert at night. No, it's cold.
No, I mean like in the morning.
Well, I guess, how full do you think I'm filling these things?
I don't know.
If they expand a little bit, they're not going to explode.
I don't know. I thought you were going to say, like, you'd dig a little hole in the sand, then pee in the hole, and then put the sand back on top.
No, it would require going outside. This is like a little dorm kind of room thing.
I never went to Kuwait. Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. It's not all it's cracked up to be.
What are the good things about Kuwait?
I don't know.
Are we all just told secrets about pee?
Great.
That's nice.
Uh-oh. What's my topic?
I don't know.
Well, usually we end on cigarettes, but... That didn't end.
Now we gotta wait for a good moment.
Yeah,
we
gotta wait for.
You should have told yours last. Yours was the best one.
Thank you. I did it. You're welcome, fucker.
Oh, hey, did you know babies get boners?
Yes. No, wait. I didn't mean to say it that way.
Good night, everybody.